Hello and welcome to episode 349 of Aussie Tells All. Welcome back, Jeff and Caesar, on the podcast tonight.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. So, you know, Brad and I, he's busy tonight, but we have Jeff and Caesar tonight, so that's good. Jeff, since your team won this week, what were your thoughts on the week one of the NFL here?
I thought it was pretty cool. It was a wild week, a lot of unexpected stuff, especially with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know, I was really happy that Philly won, but I did not like the style that they won. I only caught the end of the game there. Yes. Yeah. But hey, a win's a win. I was disappointed in the Seahawks. I thought that they'd have a way better showing. I think the biggest disappointment of the week to me was the Giants. I mean, that was.
Oh.
My God, atrocious. I mean, come on, boys. Well, and I heard a thing today. I thought it was kind of funny. All the quarterbacks who got paid this offseason had a horrible week. I mean, Joe Burrow, like, what was that? I mean, my God, 81 yards or 82 yards, whatever it was, like 14 of 35 or something.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. But, you know, it's a week. It's week one. You know, a lot of those starters didn't take a snap over the preseason. So hopefully week two will get a little bit better.
I agree. For me, as far as the Seahawks, when you lose your left tackle, right tackle in the first half, that's going to be an issue. And then, the Aaron Donald was just a beast, you know, and he always is. But the defense was just gassed, and they just had to have enough in the tank there to hold on at the end there. But that's all right. We'll see how it goes. But as far as anything else, though, Joe Burrow, he was injured early on in training camp and never really played at all. So I think that is just some rust. I think some rust for him. I think he'll be a lot better this week. I think against the Ravens. But other than that, though, the Dolphins-Chargers game was awesome to watch in the red zone. They were just going back and forth all game long and back and forth. It was awesome to see. And Packers did well against the Bears, and their level looked pretty good out there as well. So that was good to see. And beyond that, Dallas just whipped on the Giants really, really bad. I turned off 26-0. I was like, this game's over. I don't need to watch this game anymore. So, yeah.
That's when I turned it off, too.
26-0. Yeah. I was like,
It's
over. And then lastly, Russell Wilson. I'll tell you this, Jeff. I told you this week, but Mike Greenberg, who I listen to every day on the podcast, on the show, had a stat yesterday for Russell Wilson. He had 4.1 yards per pass attempt this last Sunday. That was his lowest pass attempt in his career. And I believe the end of his career is near, I think. What do you think about that, Jeff?
Based on his contract, I'm skeptical to see. I mean, I agree with the stat there. I mean, I think he's gone hill. I think he's going to be a seasoned backup for a couple of years. I don't want to say it. I do think the highlight of his career is over and that he is on the downhill stroke. Yeah. But how many years is his contract? 7? I mean, something like that?
I think it's 3 years to go, I think they can get out of it pretty easily next year, so if they wanted to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I don't know all the details. But, I do think – exactly what you're saying. Yes, he's on the downhill slide where it's not going to be long. Two more years.
Sean can fix Russell. I think he's just broken, I think, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes down in Denver. All right, Caesar, your thoughts on week one of the NFL for you?
Well, a disappointing week one for my Minnesota Vikings, losing to Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers. The only bright side was Jordan Addison got his first touchdown in his career as a Viking. Bone coverage on the Buccaneers defense there. That's good for good to see that going for Jordan Addison. The offensive line still needs work.
Yeah.
Call Dalton Reisner. Vikings is available. So, yeah, the Battle of Ohio wasn't so much of a battle. Joe Burrow wasn't doing any good. Unfortunately, I have him in one of my fantasy teams. So,
yeah.
Didn't give me much points there.
Yeah,
disappointing Seahawks loss against the Rams with nobody at receiver, really. They had no Cooper Kupp, so and it was a surprise win against the Seahawks. Yeah, Geno Smith, lackluster performance there.
Shocking.
The Broncos losing to the Raiders by a point. Sean Payton bringing his fake punt to Denver didn't work out so well. Going to Thursday, Lions beat the Chiefs, shockingly, with no Kelsey at tight end for the Chiefs. And Chris Jones. Apparently, Chris Jones finally found a deal with the Chiefs afterwards. So let's see how that goes. The Giants laying a goose egg at home.
Literally.
Against the Cowboys.
But
then the Jets, after Rodgers went down, they ended up winning in overtime thanks to a punt return for a touchdown.
Exactly.
And Josh Allen forgot how to play football. He, like, fumbled once and threw three interceptions, so.
I heard about that. I didn't watch the game.
He looked awful. He looked really awful. Yeah, it was really bad, Oz.
But Garrett Wilson with that one touchdown catch, that was insane.
I watched that highlight. I was like, oh, my God. Great catch. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, let's go into the NFL pick count for this after week one. We'll go from the non-podcast group this year. We have Ryan Deese and Joe Spencer in there. So Deese has 10 wins and Joe has 8. And then for the podcast, Brett has 7, then all of us have 8. So it's pretty close still. So after week one. All right, Jeff, we'll go with you for the first game because it's at home. So Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime Video, Minnesota.
Philly.
Your thoughts on this one here?
I think it's going to be if Philly plays like they did, it's going to be a tight game. But I think Philly's going to pull this one out, especially because it's going to be the home opener. And I think they're going to play. I think it's going to be a pretty rough game. I mean, rough as in like a hard smash mouth football game.
Okay, there you go. All right, Caesar.
I really want to pick the Vikings in this one. I really do, but I just don't. I don't see really see it happening. So I'm going to be real on this and pick the Eagles. I hope I'm wrong, though.
Yeah, I have Eagles as well. I just don't trust Kirk in the prime time. You know, especially on the road too. A couple of plays well on the road. It's tough in Philadelphia too. So we'll see how it goes, though. Brad sent his picks. We got his picks here. So he has the Eagles as well. And Joe has Eagles, and Deese has Eagles. Everyone has Eagles here, so we'll see how it goes. All right, Caesar, we have Seattle at Detroit. Your thoughts here?
Oh, Detroit, because they play really good at home.
Yeah. All right, sweet. I like it. All right, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I'm taking Detroit as well, simply because they're at home.
Yeah, I think Hawks will play a much better this week, but I think they do will lose. I think at the gun, but it'll be close game. But I want to win this game. Hawks will go 1-2, and maybe we'll see what they do. But we'll see. All right, Brad has the Lions, of course, and then Joe has the Seahawks, and Deese has the Seahawks as well. All right, Jeff, we have the Raiders at the Bills this week. What do you think about this one?
Ooh, I think Bills are going to come back and pull this one out very, very strong. I'm taking Bills pretty easily on this one.
Yeah, I agree. I think the one by double, I think 10 or more, I think, in this one for sure. I agree with you there. Caesar, your thoughts on this one? Raiders at the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I got the Bills winning probably by 10 or more. Yeah. They'll probably play is really pissed off.
And don't turn it over, I think, is the key there.
You don't turn it over as much as I did last game, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so Brett has the Buffalo Bills as well. Joe has the Bills, and Dees has the Bills. All right, Caesar, we have the Ravens at the Bengals this week. What do you think about this one?
Since it's in Cincinnati and they play really good at home, I'm picking the Bengals.
All right, all right. Jeff?
I'm going to go the same. I'm going to say the Bengals on this one.
Yeah, I think the Bengals will have a bounce back week big time, I think. They'll show them what's up, you know? And for the second year in a row, J.K. Dobbins is out with ACL again for the Ravens after week one. So he's out again for the rest of the year. So, and Brad has the Ravens, of course, because he likes John Harbaugh. So he's got them winning that game. Joe has the Ravens, and Dees has Ravens as well. So there you go. All right, Jeff, we have the Chiefs at the Jags. It should be a fun game, I think, to watch if I could watch it. Yeah.
Chiefs at the Jags.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs on this one. Okay. But I think it's gonna be a pretty close game. I think it's gonna be a good hard game.
I agree. All right, Caesar.
I'm gonna go with Chiefs as well. Will not be surprised if Jags win though. Because they are a pretty good team. So their defense is really good. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and Kansas City won this game as well. Because Travis is back this week, and the Chiefs should not drop as much as they did last week, because that was really bad. They just dropped everything that came to them. Receivers is just drop. So hopefully that.
They all ate Butterfingers before that game. I can tell.
Exactly. All right. Brad has the Jacksonville Jaguars, of course, because he likes the Jaguars. And and then Joe has the Chiefs, and Dees has the Chiefs. All right. Caesar, we have the Chargers at the hapless Titans. Your thoughts on this one here?
Going Chargers. They're the better team. Herbert's probably going to go off on the Titans defense.
Yeah, Tannehill looks like he's done. Like, he just he knows he's
– I'm surprised he's still a starting quarterback, honestly.
He was bad last week. Oh, my God. So bad. All right, Jeff, your thoughts on this one? Chargers at the Titans.
I'm taking Chargers.
Yeah.
They're just a better overall team. I mean, they looked – I mean, that game this last week was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do this year, Tennessee, but – we'll see what they do. All right. Brad has Chargers as well, and I have them as well. And then Joe has the Chargers, and Dees has the Chargers. So we're all have that one. All right, Jeff. Packers at the Falcons this week.
Did the Falcons win this last weekend? They lost.
They did. No, they did. They won. Yeah, I think they won.
They won.
Yeah, they won.
You know, I'm gonna take Falcons on this one. I'm going with the home team. I think Packers are probably better, but I'm just let's see him get humbled up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it's a loud place to play too, so it's loud in there.
It is.
We'll see how it goes. Caesar, your thoughts on this one?
I'm gonna go with the Falcons. Okay. In a close game.
All right. I'm going with the Packers to win on the road. I think they're just a better team overall, but we'll see how it goes. Brad has the Falcons. Joe has the Falcons. And Dees has the Falcons. I'm only going to pick the Packers this week. So see how it goes. All right, Caesar, a bad game here on paper anyway. Indianapolis at Houston.
Oh, boy. Battle of rookie quarterbacks. Give me the Texans in this game. In a close one.
All right. Jeff.
I'm taking Indy.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't have a reason, but yeah, I'm taking Indy.
Well, my reason is Anthony Richardson is a little bit better than CJ Stroud at this point, from what I saw on Sunday. So we'll see if it progresses week two, but you never know. But I think the Colts just by a little bit, but not. Yeah, I got them winning that game. Brett has the Texans. Joe has the Texans. Deese has the Texans. So there you go. All right. Jeff, we have the Bears at the Buccaneers. Another great game coming up.
I'm going. God, I want to take the Bears on this. I'm going to take the Bears.
Yep. There you go. All right. There you go. Caesar.
I'm picking the Bears. I think the Bears will bounce back from it, from the loss against the Packers, and beat Baker Mayfield and the Bucks. We'll see.
I had the Bears winning this game as well. On the road, I think Tampa Bay had a little bit of a luck, but I think their luck worn out, I think, this week against the Bears in week two. So we'll see how that one goes. Brad has the Buccaneers. Joe has the Buccaneers, and Deese has the Buccaneers. All right. This is for Brad, but Caesar first. Giants at Arizona. They showed a lot of fight, actually, but they just fell short against the Commanders, but they fell some short a little bit.
I will pick the Giants to bounce back and win this game. I don't really see the Cardinals winning at home with Josh Jobs at quarterback. So,
yeah, there you go. All right, Jeff.
I'm gonna pick Giants as well. I don't think they were truly as bad as what we saw.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I agree.
I don't think they were that bad, but yeah, I'm gonna take. It's gonna be a tough one for them, and they better play. Play tough, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. If they don't win this game, there might be a long year in New Jersey this year. I mean, if they don't win this one against the Cardinals. Yeah. But I didn't win this as well. Giants win this game, but if they don't win this one, watch out. You know, it could be a landslide. We'll see. Mm-hmm. All right, Jeff. I forgot. Joe has Brad has the of course he has the Giants winning this game. And then Joe has the Giants and Deese has Arizona. So we'll see how that one goes for him. All right, Jeff. We have the Niners at the Rams.
Oh, I'm taking Niners. They're looking tough. I mean, they looked real good against the Steelers. I didn't see the whole game, but I saw the first half. I'll take Niners on this one.
Yep, unfortunately. Caesar?
Yeah, I got the Niners. They have a better defense. Offense is pretty good too. But the quarterback is still iffy. But I'll just take them because they have better weapons.
Okay, I have Niners as well. Unfortunately, hopefully, I don't know. I don't care about the Indies teams. Who cares? But we'll see how. Let's go for a tie, I guess. I don't know. Brett has the Niners. Joe has the Niners, and Deese has the Niners as well. All right, Caesar, we have the Zach Wilson Jets at the Cowboys this week.
Well, it's in Dallas. I think Dallas wins this game. Probably won't be close. Probably be by 15 or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Dallas is going to win this game, I think, as well. Jeff?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Who was it?
The Jets at the Cowboys.
Go Zach Wilson, I'm taking the Jets.
You are?
I am.
You are.
They're going to come out. Yes, they're going to come by as a fluke. Cowboys are probably going to, yeah, they're probably going to just implode.
All right. Well, I know the Jets have a good defense, at least. I know that for that's for sure.
They do. They do. And no, I'm just mainly going for a hope and a prayer. And hey, if you say it, it will happen. Right, guys? Come on now.
I figured that would be the case. Yeah. With you. Yeah, definitely. Brad has the Cowboys. Joe, Cowboys. D's, Cowboys. All right, Jeff, we have a great game here again. We have the Commanders at Broncos and at Denver.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm taking the Commanders. They looked pretty good this last weekend. Granted who they played.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going strong with the new management up there. I think they're going to do good things.
All right. Caesar?
It was Broncos, what?
Washington Commanders at Denver.
Washington Commanders at Denver. Okay, I'm taking Washington Commanders.
Okay.
It'll probably be a close game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a close game, too. I think I'll take Denver to win in a close game, but just because of the Malachi effect, and we'll see what they can do after losing against the Raiders, so we'll see. But Denver winning this game, close game, but just in a close game against the Commanders there. Joe has the Commanders, D's Commanders, and Brad has the Broncos. All right, Caesar, Sunday night football, we have Miami Dolphins at New England.
I'm going to go with Miami. Tua went off against the Chargers. He almost had 500 yards.
Almost.
Did he really?
He had 466, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. And they barely won the game, too, with that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, who do you got on this one?
I'm going to take Patriots. They looked pretty good. They looked pretty good. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, I think it's going to be a damn good game. You know, it's an interdivision game. It's going to be a fun one to watch, I think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Fun. I think definitely. I agree with you there. I got Dolphins to win this game, though. Mind me to win this game. I think I just don't like Bill Belichick, and I think he's going to be out pretty soon. So, we'll see. But Miami got them over them. Brad has the Dolphins as well, and Joe has the Dolphins, and Deese has the Dolphins. All right, we have two Monday night games for some reason in week two, but that's where we are. Jeff, we have the first one is the Saints at Carolina. What do you think in this one?
I didn't see the Saints game, but I heard they played pretty well.
Decent, yeah.
For week one. I'm going to take the Saints. I mean, God, that's a tough one. That's a tough one, but yeah, I'll go with the Saints.
Well, Bryce did not look really good in his first game. He didn't look great. He had two picks in a row. I was like,
Did he really?
He threw the two picks, and he looked the exact same routes that he – yeah, it didn't look like he didn't know what he was doing out there. So we'll see how he does week two, though. It's a work in progress, I think, for the rookie quarterbacks anyway. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, though. I got the Saints as well to win the game. Caesar, who do you got?
Yeah, I got the Saints winning the game. They have a better offense.
Yeah.
And defense.
I agree. Brad has the Saints. Joe has the Saints, and Deese has the Saints. All right. Lastly, Caesar, we have the Browns at the Steelers to close out week two.
I'm going to pick the Browns. They close game.
All right. Jeff?
Where are they playing?
In Pittsburgh.
I hate to do this. I'm going to pick the Steelers. I think the Browns are a good team, They beat Burrow, but I mean, they've done more. Yeah, it's. I don't want to, but yeah, I'll take the Browns.
Oh, the Browns?
I mean, sorry, the Steelers. Sorry, the Steelers. Okay. See, it's that hard for me to do it.
I know. I'm the same way, but I get to there. I have them as well. Steelers to win this game. I think I'm gonna play a better game than the last game. And Brad has the Browns. Joe has the Browns. Deese has the Steelers. All right. Before we get into the corner to wrap up the podcast here, Jeff, what are your thoughts going into week two coming up here?
Come on, Philly. You know, big win. Let's see, you know, Seattle, let's kind of prove ourselves wrong, you know, most of us wrong here. I do think that they're going to play way better than what they did.
Oh, yeah, they have to.
Yeah. You know, yeah, they have to. But, you know, we'll see. Niners are going to look strong again, I feel. Come on, Browns, prove me wrong. Beat the Steelers. You know, on, Dallas. Let's get some Trey Lance. And, you know, I'd love to see him come in. You know, I mean, it's unfortunately, let's see something, not a major injury, but, you know, let's see some gastrointestinal issues happen to some Micah Parsons.
Or hamstring injury or some sort.
Yeah. No. Let's not make it like that. Let's make it something that could happen that me or you could get. Explosive diarrhea.
Okay.
You know. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully it's a good week. Hopefully there's some better games. No major injuries. I didn't hear, how's Dobbins doing?
I told you earlier, he's out for the year. He tore his ACL.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me. Sorry, I forgot.
That's right.
That's rough. You know, and I feel horrible for Rodgers. I'm not the biggest fan of the guy, but I don't want to see an injury like that to potentially end a career or end a season, at least, especially four snaps in.
Yeah.
But I think it's hilarious for all the media hype and everything else that, well, you know, he went out and built this team, and now hopefully you can do something with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Saul today said on New York, he said now it's Zach's team now, Zach's team. So I guess they're not going to go after a guy, I guess, to go. So Zach Wilson, I guess, or death.
That might be good to a point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That might be good to a point for the cohesiveness of the team.
Right.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens with him.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So these are your thoughts and we keep coming up.
Come on, Kirk Cousins, play good in prime time. And prove me wrong that I picked the Eagles over the Vikings, but we'll see. Can the Lions go 2-0? Or can the Seahawks bounce back and get a win? Can the Bengals bounce back and get a win? Can the Browns go 2-0? We'll see. Can the Falcons beat the Packers at home? I want to see that happen. We'll see. The Cowboys keep it rolling against the Jets. I believe it'll happen. And yeah, that's it for me.
All right. Well, for me, obviously, go Seahawks. You know, go out there and get the job done on the road against the Lions, because you don't want to go 0-2 if you can't. You don't have to, but not great if you go 0-2 there. Beyond that, you want to go see the Chiefs Jaguars. That should be a fun one. See how that one goes. See if the Giants can bounce back against the Cardinals. If not, it's going to be a long year for Bradley on this podcast. That's for sure. Singing those blues. Yep. I saw your little thing you sent them on the group. That was pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Yeah. Beyond that, Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football on NBC, Dolphins, Patriots should be a fun one. And then Cleveland, Pittsburgh, so that should be a fun game as well. But beyond that, it's like a Russ. And there you go. All right. All right. Food Corner. This first one is for Jeff. This is from actually Ryan Deese. Favorite brand and style of barbecue sauce?
I would say homemade, but since we're all to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know if I can go with a single.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, no, no. My favorite brand and, well, my favorite brand of barbecue sauce is actually, it came from a brewery, Widmer Brewery, down in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, really?
And it was made with their drop top beer. Oh my God, it was amazing. I mean, slather me up and let me lick it off myself. It was that good.
Yeah.
That was probably my best. Otherwise, I kind of like the I don't want to say tangiers, but a Sweet Baby Ray's style barbecue sauce.
That's my pick. Sweet Baby Ray's is my pick there for barbecue sauce. Caesar, your pick for a favorite brand and flavor?
I do like Sweet Baby Ray's as well, but I also like Famous Dave's and barbecue sauce, and then I like the sweet and zesty that they have.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh yeah, for sure. All right, this is from Ryan Lund. So it's a longer one, but I'll ask Caesar first. Which is too much of a good thing? You get three options here: a triple cheeseburger, bacon covered maple bar, or a double chili hot dog.
Probably a triple cheeseburger.
Okay.
It's just too much to use.
Jeff?
Yeah.
10 years ago, I would have said the bacon maple bar, but now I will agree with Caesar of the triple cheeseburger. To me, it's just too much food. I mean, if you could eat it, by all means, go ahead.
Oh, I have.
You can't. Oh, I have too. Like I made the mistake of ordering a big zipper from Zips the other day, and that's the three patty one with ham and bacon and everything else.
I
love it, but I just can't finish it.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I told Ryan my answer, but I'll tell you guys well. But I said none of the above because it loaded me up with all this stuff, and this is fantastic. But if I could choose one, I'd probably choose I guess if I had to, might have been probably the burger. I guess by default because I love the other two. So I guess that'd be my guess as a default, but I love them all though. So yeah. All right. This is for me. I'll ask this to Jeff. What's your go-to candy bar, keyword bar? So candy that comes in form of a bar. What's your go-to?
If you can find it.
Yeah.
It's a whatchamacallit.
Okay, whatchamacallit. Never had it before. So.
Oh, they're amazing. If not, I'm going to say probably, if not a Twix, then 100 grand.
Ooh, good call there. Now, what is whatchamacallit? What's in that?
It's, hang on just a moment. It is, hang on, I got okay, whatchamacallit candy bar. Yeah. If you saw it, you'd know what it is, but it's okay. Dang it, hang on. Let me go to I don't know, it's delicious is what it is. The delicious crispy whatchamacallit candy bar has a flavor and name that are impossible to forget. I don't know, it's kind of a crunchy, but yet it's wrapped in chocolate, there's some caramel. Caesar, do you know what it is? Caesar.
Can't remember from the top of my head.
Yeah, hold on. I'm doing this. I'm helping you brothers out.
Okay.
Just a minute. Go ahead and answer, Caesar.
Yeah, what's your answer for that one?
It's a toss up between Twix or Kit Kat for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is pretty easy. It's Snickers and Butterfinger are my top two. bar candies.
Check your texts.
Okay. Here we go. Let's see what we have here. Oh, wow. Good four. Okay.
That's
pretty good.
It's like a weird crunch. Yeah, I don't even know how to describe it. It's a chocolatey nougat with caramel, if you will.
I love caramel and anything, so yeah, I'll definitely take that.
Caramellos are up there, and they are very highly underrated.
Ooh, are those still around?
Oh, yes. Same thing with Rolo. Every once in a while, you'll see a Rolo.
A Rolo. Yeah, that's pretty good, too. That's awesome. All right, this is from, who's this from? This is from Joe. All right, I'll ask this to Caesar first. What is your all-time favorite comfort food that never fails to put a smile on your face?
Your all-time favorite food? Pepper food?
Comfort
food.
Yeah.
Good ribs.
Ribs? Okay. Yeah. Can go with that. Definitely. All right, Jeff.
Probably either mom's lasagna or my wife's chili.
Ooh, there you go. I had chili tonight. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I had onions in it too, so put some onions in there. Yeah, called it good. Well, for me though, it's pretty easy. Pot roast, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, and country biscuits.
That's a good one. Mac and cheese is another one as well. Yes,
yeah, mac and cheese. So good. Yeah, definitely. All right. This is from Bree. I'll ask to Jeff first. What is the worst meal you ever made yourself?
The worst meal I've ever made.
Yeah.
Years ago I was hunting and I got a wild turkey. And okay. Me and a friend, there's some specific things you should do when you're cooking a wild turkey, and we neglected to do them because we're dumb.
Yeah.
We smoked it, and you're supposed to brine it and all this other stuff. Well, we didn't brine it. We thought we could wing it. We thought we could treat it like a regular turkey. No, you should not do that. It was we each took about 4 bites and threw the whole thing away.
Oh no. Poor
turkey. I mean, it's
poor turkey.
Yeah.
I
felt more bad that we killed it and didn't eat it, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. It happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Is there your worst meal you ever made?
It wasn't really the worst, but it was, yeah. I burnt burgers before.
Okay. Like how bad? Like charbroiled or just like, you know?
Like charbroiled.
I don't mind that at all, actually. But mine was a long time ago. I was making some chicken breasts and I cooked them on the pan and in the stove and all that. But they came out really, 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 really dry and it was hard to eat. So. I haven't even tried it since. Yeah. But not great at all. Just very, 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 it's very dry and chewy and not, you know, it wasn't good at all. All right. This is for the random for the group. I'll ask Brad's first since he sent me one as well. I'll ask this to Jeff. What's the worst injury you've ever had?
Okay, when you refer to worst, are you talking most painful or overall worst?
I'm assuming the most painful, I'm guessing, is just my guess, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, I've had a lot of injuries, but not
me
that
too.
I mean, it's, I mean, I've got an ankle that rolls that I've sprained probably four times. It's absolutely awful every time. I've dislocated my shoulder. As far as kind of weird and bizarre, but I don't remember how bad it hurt. I got hit in the head with a long dart. Like a long dart, you know, like the big long ones. Got hit in the head with those. But otherwise, I'd say when I sliced, probably the worst was probably when I sliced my hand open and cut through nerves in my hand and had to have made big surgery. Like, and I got the cast off like a week before my son was born.
Dang. Crazy.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
I've had a lot of injuries myself, but my worst I've ever had was when I was younger at my friend's house. We were playing baseball in his backyard, and I was at bat, and he was pitching the ball, and the ball hit me right in the mouth, and my mouth, whole mouth was just, my lips were all, it was all numb. Like, I can barely, it was bad. I've also sprained my wrists, and I had to wear a cast for three weeks, so that was bad too. But I've done a lot of stuff. My ankles have been sprained like 10 times or so each, or more. So yeah, I have bad injuries. But Caesar, your worst injuries?
Mine was when I was a kid as well. I was trying to open a can of Spaghetti or something, and my finger got stuck on the in the can, and sliced my finger, and I had to get stitches after. So I was bleeding all over the place, but I had to get stitches like the day after or something.
Yeah, I've also had my fingers got caught in a van, sliding van door. Also, that hurt too. That was bad. That was really bad.
When I was little, I mean, I was probably like 10. Sorry, that just made me think. When you said van doors, I was like probably, I don't know, 10 or 11, I was running as fast as I can in through the back of the house, into the back of the house at a parents' Christmas party, chasing one of my friends. He was going in through the other side of the house, and I was going in through this way, and we were racing into the basement. I failed to realize that the slider door was closed. And I went running I'm talking full on sprint, thinking that this door was open, and I hit that and bounced backwards. And that was funny. That I wish I would have been on the inside to see my dumb ass.
Right. Exactly. All right. We'll move on to the next one here from Bree. I'll ask this to Caesar first this time. This is a tough one here. In what sport are Barani, that's B-A-R-A-N-I, Rudolph, like the red-nosed reindeer, and Randolph, all techniques?
What sport?
Yeah.
I don't know, ice skating?
Okay, all right.
Say those types again. What is what now?
In what sport are Barani, Rudolph, and Randolph all techniques? And I'll give you a hint, though. It isn't really a major sport, but it's a sport you can find in Olympics though. I'll say it's one of those sports in the Olympics.
Do they do it much here in the States? Or, like, have you heard of it much?
I've heard it before. Yeah, I've heard it before, but it's not really.
Is it fencing?
No, it's trampolining.
That's a sport?
Yeah. Oh.
I thought that was a thing that adults go to blow an ACL.
I know quite a few.
Dude, I know like three or four people who've blown like ACLs, MCLs, whatever. At trampoline parks. I know a lot of people who, yes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, think about it, dude. You can go jump around, but you start getting cocky and wild. You haven't done that.
Oh, I know.
Your ligaments as a 40-some-odd-year-old man aren't ready for that kind of stuff.
Right.
So.
My guess was cricket. My guess was cricket. Cricket was my guess. Definitely. It was not even close. All right. This is from me now, and then we'll ask you guys to send one. So I'll ask Jeff first. What is your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby?
Yeah.
Currently, I'm disc golf, but I haven't gone much like lately at all, like in the last year. Recently, I would say fishing.
Fishing, okay.
Fishing like with that. My son.
Mm-hmm. I used to go fishing when I was younger, but not in a long time. It's a blast.
My son is obsessed with it, and it's, it's amazing. Okay. Yeah.
Where do you guys go fishing usually?
Wherever we can, even or kayaking, I should say, with fishing involved.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that we can. My son's been just absolutely going crazy over it.
Nice. Well, when I was when I was his age, I always went to fish trap over in Cheney.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that was a fantastic spot. Yeah.
Yeah, we went up to, I mean, any lake that we could kayak at or wherever we go camping, he tries to go fishing.
Oh, there you go. Awesome.
Yeah.
See, is there your favorite hobby?
Playing sports with my friends or family members. Like basketball, football, or heck, even baseball.
There you go. Well,
so far as for ghosts or something.
Awesome. Well, mine shouldn't be very hard to figure out, but
eating.
No, it's not really a hobby.
Podcasting.
There you go. I love listening to podcasts and hosting podcasts. Yeah, so I love to do that every day for a long time. All right, Caesar, what is your question for us tonight here?
What is your least favorite candy bar?
Ooh, your least favorite candy bar. Mine might be an Almond Joy, possibly. Because it's not really, I don't know. It's like, I like almonds, but I don't know about the flavor. It's just, hits me wrong a little bit. Almond Joy is my pick on that one. Jeff, how about you?
Butterfinger,
really?
It gets caught in your teeth. Like, not that I don't like the flavor of it, but it gets caught in your teeth, like mashed up in there. I of any of them, you know, when I have one, I'm always pleasantly surprised at how good it is. But overall, no, I just.
Interesting. All right. Caesar, what's your answer for that?
Payday.
I love payday bars. Fantastic.
This is too much nuts on there.
Too many nuts for you, the handle in your mouth?
Hey, Caesar, Ozzy's amazing at handling nuts in his mouth. Sorry, my friend, I had to. I couldn't resist that, buddy. I couldn't resist that.
Yeah, you get the last laugh in there on that one. Okay. I understand. All right. That's all right. And what is your random wish for us to end the night here?
If not in the United States. Okay, I'll even go this far. Not any of the major sports as far as NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, or soccer. If you could go to any major sporting venue, regardless of the sport, what would it be? Where would it be?
Go to any major sporting venue anywhere?
Event or venue, you know what I mean? Like, I want to go see Wimbledon, or I want to go to the U.S. Open, or I want to go to, you know what I mean? Or whatever it may be. If you could go to any major venue / event, Augusta for you know, the Masters, or whatever it may be.
Oh, okay. I hate soccer, so that's out. I might want to go to the Olympics when they're in Paris. That'd be kind of a fun place to go.
That would be cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Caesar?
I like to go to Wimbledon.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic.
Tennis. That would be badass.
Yeah. Breakfast and tennis, yes.
Yeah, exactly. And pubs everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Right. No, yeah. I would love to go see the world. Even though I don't understand the sport, per se. Well, there'd be one of two, but the world champion cricket match.
Oh, really?
Like the good, like, dude, have you ever been to those things? It's like the
Kentucky Derby. I was like, what are they doing?
I don't know. That's what I mean. I don't really get it, but it's like the, like these, like the grand national champions and like the Australian, you know, Southeast India, all these, they're huge with it. And like, it's like 100,000 people at these matches. And it's like the infield of a Kentucky Derby down there. Like, it is wild, some of these stuff. Like, I think it'd just be a blast to go to. Running of the Bulls.
Yeah, I've heard that they can go for days, though. They can go for days. Like, I don't want to do that. No.
Uh-uh. I think that'd be cool. Just to see it once, is all I'm saying. Or like the rugby, like the Australian Championship in rugby.
Yeah. My number two is rugby, for sure. I'll have to see it on the bench. Yeah, those guys don't mess around, that's for sure.
No, they don't.
For rugby. All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on, and we'll talk to you guys next week with Brad next week on the podcast.
Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, have a good night.
All right. See ya.
See ya.